Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week here on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. We've got a fantastic program on tap for you today. We talk with Edward Martinez, the CEO of Zia Engineering, about the environmental technology being used in the Davis refinery and why that's under the microscope so much. Interesting interview coming up a little bit later on with Edward Martinez with Zia Engineering. We also talk with Anthony McDaniels of Heal Systems. McDaniels talks about how technology and innovation, the gap needs to bridge together more closely in oil and gas. Companies need to stop using 20th century technology in the 21st century. Also, David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, describes the Native American oil-run company and how they're trying to empower their people by training them from the chemist to the cafeteria workers to the engineer, a totally, completely Native American-run company from the top all the way down to the bottom. We get an update from David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, a little bit later in the program. And we end the program with Stephen Hines, energy columnist, owner of The Word Merchant. He would really like to tell oil and gas's big story about the modern-day shale revolution and how that's changed the planet in so many different ways. Energy columnist Stephen Hines a little bit later on in the program. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. I told you it was going to be a fantastic program. No politics, no polarizing talks, just facts and stories about the people involved in energy today. All right, folks. Stick around. We're going to be right back in just a moment. I want to thank our fine sponsors as well as our local radio affiliate sponsors as well. Thank you very much for having Building the Bakken a part of your. Thank you very much for having Building the Bakken Radio a part of your day. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Blown your mind, blown, I'll show you something that's never been shown. Your mind, blown your mind, blown, and that's all you need to know. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Edward Martinez, president at Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, to Meridian's Davis Refinery. First Greenfield Refinery, 25 years, United States, obviously. They've had to change quite a bit from the old existing plants that probably a lot of people are used to. What makes this new Davis refinery so different than the ones in the past?
Yes, I mean, the analogy that I use, it's like a Chevy truck. You know, the Chevy trucks of the 60s and 70s, you look under the engine of those vehicles and you look at a Chevy truck today, and you look under the engine of a Chevy truck today, and they both have engines. They both might, you know, be a 8-cylinder, 350 horsepower, et cetera, but the engines don't look necessarily the same, and they definitely don't operate necessarily the same. And essentially, that's similar to both refinery technology as well as specifically related to what we're doing for Meridian, the air emissions technology and controls today are nothing like what's, you know, was implemented in the past in what most people think of as refineries. You're looking at technology that in many instances was, you know, from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And well, in general, at the end of the day, it may look somewhat like a refinery. It's significantly different. The technology has been upgraded in a lot of the basic refinery equipment and systems. And the controls, well, we're not necessarily implementing anything that's, I would say, is new or unique on the air emissions controls. The difference is that we have controls on everything, and in many instances, redundant controls on units. And so from that standpoint, the level of emissions that we're projecting to be released by this facility is, in many instances, you know, a tenth of the emissions that are permitted at other refinery facilities. We're just looking at very, very low emissions through implementation of very, very aggressive controls across the entire gamut of the plant.
Out of kind of all these new technologies and the zero emission technologies that are going into the Davis refinery, what's the most cutting edge, or what stands out to you the most in terms of technology that is environmentally sound?
Well, in many instances, oftentimes the level of fugitive emissions from just all the various piping and plumbing throughout the plant is usually one of the greatest sources of emissions from the facility. That's, you know, the fugitive emissions coming from gaskets and elbows, et cetera, et cetera. And at a typical refinery, older refinery, those emissions can literally add up to hundreds and hundreds of tons per year of specifically volatile organic contaminants, VOC emissions from the facility. We're looking at implementing a very aggressive leak detection control program, and we're building in the controls in the design and construction of the facility, so we're not trying to retrofit things in after the fact.
To listen to the full-length interview with Edward Martinez, President and CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, or listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And be sure to join our Facebook family at facebook.com/thecrudelife. Be a part of the Crude Life family, Building the Bakken, and other programs we have. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
I wasn't too late and I wasn't too soon. Yes, I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.